no typical murderers. Some plan their crimes meticulously, while others kill on impulse.
It's Jason Voorhees.
Fred Krueger, Mother. Fred Krueger!
It is time, Michael.
When there is no more room in hell.
Well, a boy's best friend is his mother.
The dead.
What's your favorite scary movie?
We'll walk the earth.
I'm eternal, child. I am the eater of...
No tears, please. It's a waste of good suffering.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
The boogeyman is real.
Here's Johnny.
The blackest eyes.
Every year.
The devil's eyes.
Don't fall asleep.
Scarlet Death Curse.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of Death Curse Radio. I'm your host, Nathan Barker, and joining me tonight is Kent Mullins.
Hey, guys.
Now for tonight's episode, a continuation of sorts from our discussion way back on episode 2, where we were discussing the information that we knew at that particular time about the upcoming Halloween 2018. And as many of you know, just a few days ago, we were finally hit with a very highly anticipated trailer for the film. And ignoring all films after the original in 78, and of course 40 years later, it was expected with John Carpenter to be aboard that this film was just going to be like shooting fish in a barrel. And I love the trailer. And as you all expected, social media has just been blowing up with all sorts of thoughts. And tonight we will join in with our thoughts on all this chatter and give our opinions and whatnot based off what we have now seen in the trailer. And I gotta admit, I liked what I seen, definitely. And it will be nice to get back to the traditional Halloween grit, I guess, if you want to refer it to that. And I thought I would never see another film for Halloween again after Rob Zombie took his swing. And now, Kent, I know that RZ pretty much fucking ruined it for you, but after seeing the trailer, are you taken back to the roots like I am with the franchise?
Well, first off, I've been very vocal about the fact that I'm not a big Halloween fan to begin with, and I mean, I think the original is okay, but it's not by any means in my favorite horror movies. But that being said, the first time I watched this trailer, I think it's the first time maybe ever, except for maybe when I seen the Mortal Kombat trailer when I was like 11 years old, that I have gotten chills. Like watching something, and happy chills, like goosebumps. It gave me goosebumps. It seems like, and maybe, man, maybe the trailer's just really well edited, but just like you, and we'll go into depth here in a minute, but I fucking loved everything I seen. And this may very well be the movie that really turns me more onto the Halloween series.
Well, even if you're not necessarily a huge fan of the Halloween franchise, I'm sure you can probably admit that the original Halloween is definitely one of the best horror films of all time. Would you at least say that?
Absolutely. And it's also, it's not even arguable that it's probably the most influential Halloween or horror movie ever made. It certainly has earned its, you know, its credentials from everybody.
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, it the most influential on top of one of the best, the most popular, whatever the hell you want to call it. So at least you can appreciate all the aspects, even if you're not directly a huge Michael Myers fan like I am. Like, I love fucking Halloween. It's one of my favorite horror films of all time. And obviously the franchise too. I love all the collectibles and of course seeing everybody at conventions and stuff, just like with Nightmare on Elm Street and Friday the 13th, et cetera, et cetera. And it's definitely right up there in my top films. And I loved the trailer, and I didn't really know what to expect, having reading all the bullshit that you see on social media for a while and what's the mask going to look like and all this other crap. And to me, it really felt like the grittiness of the original. And of course, that's, you got to thank John Carpenter for being involved in bringing that grit back, because without him, I don't think we probably would have seen that. And of course, them ignoring all the sequels, I have no problem with that, because to me, Halloween, I'm a huge fan of 1 and 2. it's like with anything else. You have your ones that you really like, just like with all the Fridays and all the nightmares and all that shit. To me, Halloween is H1 and H2. And of course I do love H2O, but 4, 5, and 6, we start kind of losing it a little bit in there. And that's all debatable. That's all matter of opinion, but I was totally fine with them ignoring everything after the original. And with, of course, Michael being locked up, and I kind of expected that to happen when I heard that they were going to ignore everything. It's like, well, if that's the case, you pretty much know that he probably got locked up, or he was in an institution somewhere or something. I kind of expected that route when there was a lot of chatter about things like that. So,
that's the only realistic route they could have taken. That's no fault of them either. I mean, that's.
Well, I mean, outside of.
He didn't get a job at Rite Aid for the past, 40 years. And
well, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So that's what I expected him to be institutionalized, if you will, because 40 years later, what the fuck was he going to be doing for 40 years if they're ignoring everything else? So you just kind of have to, common sense would say, well, he's been institutionalized somewhere. And I had no problem with that. And it basically, when you look at the trailer, it's like a legit direct sequel. Like, okay, all of a sudden, all these years later, and it seems like a very basic film. And I think the original one was obviously very basic. So take that into consideration with John Carpenter being on board. And I'm pretty positive. I'm pretty confident that we're going to have a very well done film. And I really like everything that the trailer brought. So one of the things that I just really thought was fucking badass was, and we can get into the other parts too, but probably my favorite, one of the favorite things that I seen was, I just love the part where he goes in the restroom and he drops the teeth on the floor. I just thought that was fucking badass shit.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I saw on one of the pages, people bitching already, man, already, like, well, that's not a Michael Myers thing to do. Like, dude, shut up. I thought it was fucking awesome. And I love, if we're just talking about the trailer itself, man, let's take a minute to talk about how well edited it was. Like the way that they had a slow build of the trailer, and you get this little bitty tidbits of information, and then that music, the score kicks in into the trailer. That was the point where I literally got goosebumps on my arms. And it looks like, there's a point where he bumps into kids trick or treating, and there's that slow turn where the camera kind of rotates behind him. It just all so well. Oh my God, man. I'm getting chills just thinking about it. I'm so fucking excited.
Absolutely. And you just mentioned it where he's walking around with the trick or treaters. That's what done it for me. That's where I got the goosebumps, and I'm like, oh shit, this is awesome. Not that anything prior to that in the trailer wasn't badass, because it certainly was, but you have those moments where you see it and you're like, oh shit. And just like the thing with the teeth, is that a Michael Myers thing to do? No, not necessarily. But if we're ignoring everything that we've seen after part one, maybe it is a Michael Myers thing to do. And
we, yeah, because all you have to go off now is part one. That's all exactly. You have.
And yeah, so
you don't see a lot of Michael in the original. Not a lot. Not behavior wise, how he would act in certain situations.
Right, right. And that's why I'm kind of looking at it objectively, like, okay, well, first of all, if we're ignoring everything else, then you can't really say that it's not a Michael thing to do, because we really don't know if it would be, but we know that he fucking kills people. So does it surprise you that he would be walking around and, and dump out a bunch of teeth? Because if you're killing a bunch of motherfuckers, then what do you think what might happen? Yeah, you could see something like that.
Absolutely. And it also seems this Michael is going to be much more ferocious. The way he went at that door, and do you know what I mean? Like, quick moving and everything. And I also really admire the fact that they've not tried to take that cheesy Hollywood route, and somehow Michael is 25 years old and Jamie Lee Curtis is in her 60s. You know, Michael has aged right with her. He's 60 something year old Michael Myers, just like Jamie Lee is, and I think that's really badass too.
Yeah, and I think we're going to get to see a little bit more ferocity in this one compared to the original. But that, I mean, yeah, you're right on that as far as what we did see in the trailer. And I'm anxious to see really how much we really do see Michael in this film, like how many good close-ups that we actually get of him and how much, because in the original, we've seen him quite a bit. There were some really good shots of him. So I'm really anxious to see how much we actually do get to see him. And there's also the chatter out there, people talking about, well, Nick Castle doesn't look the same in the costume and blah, blah, blah. I think he looks fucking great, especially if you're going to consider the fact that we're talking about legit Michael 40 years later, not some other bullshit, you know?
As far as the look, man, I think it looks amazing. I think, honest to God, man, I don't have a bad thing to say about this trailer. All of it. I was so excited. And this is coming from somebody who's not, you know, up until this point, maybe, a huge Halloween fan. And it really gave me chills. I loved it.
Yeah. And let's talk about the mask. And there's been a lot of shit about that. And one of my favorite things that I read somewhere on social media within the last day or two, I don't remember where, of course I wouldn't call anybody out anyway, but I seen somebody make a comment about where they're standing in the rec yard, we'll call it that. And the doctor, I guess he's a physician of some sort. We'll find out.
I had to guess beforehand, I would say he's some relative of Loomis.
Yeah. I mean, whatever, a medical person of some sorts, I'm going to assume that he is. I don't know what his exact title will be, but he's out on the prison yard. And obviously, as you see in the trailer, he pulls out the old Myers mask and he's holding it by the hair. And somebody's comment was, that's a mask maker's nightmare. Don't hold that thing by the hair. And it's like, oh my God, like, are we fucking serious right now? Let's just chill for a minute here. This is a movie. Like, okay, yeah, we're not going to take our collectible masks that we have on display at our house and do that shit with them. But you got to remember, this is a movie. And so right there, I just started laughing when I read this comment. I'm just like, oh my God, here we go already. Cause
he's
as we
doctor,
said,
he doesn't give a fuck about how somebody is supposed to handle a mask.
Exactly. This is not a fucking collectible that we have on display here. Let's just take it for what it is. But you know, we've talked before, and these Myers fans, the serious Myers fans, they're fucking serious about shit like that. And that comment right there,
to a fault.
Right. And that comment right there, it was a perfect example of a hardcore Myers fan, which, you know what, I'm fine with all that, but sometimes we just have to draw the line. So I really got a pretty good laugh off of that. But yeah, as far as the trailer goes, I really have no criticism of it either. I thought it was pretty well done. And the mask for me, while we're on that subject, it really does kind of look like what I expected. I was really hoping that they were going to go for the traditional look and just kind of probably have the more weathered look of the original. And I think that they accomplished that with it. Now, it's going to have its critics. I get that. But there was a picture floating around that we had discussed earlier of the two pictures of William Shatner from back in the day, and then a more current picture. And then there's next to that, the original Myers mask, and then the 2018 version. And what you said, you had not seen that picture until I drew your attention towards it. But to me, that right there was just a badass photo. And I, if you were unsure of the mask then, and you look at this particular picture, I think that'll help you make your decision whether you're a fan or not a fan.
Yeah, it really looks like they've kind of tried to merge the old H1 mask and trying to give it almost as if they've tried to age the mask, not through, you know, deterioration or rotting or any of that shit, but literally like as if it were an organic biological thing. And that's really fucking cool because it kind of favors, you know, Shatner now and not Shatner then. And so it's as if the mask has aged right along with Michael. And that's really cool, man.
Yeah, that was my thoughts, too. And of course, if you look at the pictures, they obviously didn't life cast Shatner to create this mask. But there is a resemblance there, at least in my opinion. Others might disagree, and that's totally fine. But I think we're both on board with the exact same thought of the organic process. And I think it works. And the guys that are wearing the masks, in the film, we don't see any of the stretching or any other things that different facial features or sizes would cause the mask to look distorted or whatnot. So I think the mask is riding just right on both actors. At least it appears to be in the trailer anyway.
Yeah, I agree 100%. The look, the mask, you know, Nick's build. And it's also neat that we're getting a Myers again that isn't just a behemoth. You know, this is just a normal man. We're getting everything, man. We're going back to the bare bones, back to the roots.
Yep, and that's what I meant earlier by the traditional Halloween grid, is really bringing it back to where it was supposed to be. Because if we would have had a fucking 7 foot Michael Myers in this movie, I'd be done with it. I'd just absolutely be done with it.
Or if Rob Zombie had anything to do with, if he fucking looked at it, I would be done. Well, yeah.
Right, right. But I knew that there was not going to be Shaq playing Michael Myers in this movie, just because John Carpenter was attached to it. So you knew that he was going to keep it to where it needed to be as far as the size of Michael. And then, of course, knowing that Nick Castle's involved with the project and he's going to be behind the mask for at least some of it, we knew that right there, obviously, Michael wasn't going to be a giant. So, yeah, I thought that was great.
Also, I want to take a minute and brag about the filming location of the top of what I can only assume is an asylum. How eerie and cool is that location? It's just so clean and uncomfortable, and there's something about the red and white checkered floor and the, you know, looming buildings over the sides. It makes you feel kind of somehow claustrophobic, but you're in this huge open space, and I really love that location and how they have that long shot with Myers, you know, in his asylum clothes with his back towards the camera, but it's taken from a low angle. So it kind of seems, even from a distance, like he's tower, like that location is really cool. And that was actually filmed on a college campus in South Carolina, I believe it was. North Carolina.
Yeah, I like the look of that too. And then, of course, when you have the inmates, the prisoners, the patients, whatever the hell you want to call them, the inmates, I guess, they're standing around and you just see the creepy looks and the noises that they make. And I thought that was a really good touch to that particular scene. So I'm really anticipating seeing the whole rest of the prison sequence, if you want to call it that.
Yeah. And I believe that it'll be a very small portion of the movie, but, I think that, you know, with the entirety of the trailer, that might've been one of my favorite parts, is just that the roof of that asylum shot and Michael with his back and, you know, that slow pull from the mask where he takes it by the hair and they immediately lose 5,000 or 6,000 Halloween fans at that moment. But, yeah, man, it all looks good. They got that original score. They've got Nick Castle, Jamie Lee Curtis, John Carpenter. Like, this is going to be badass. I'm stoked, dude. I
absolutely
can't
believe. Yeah, definitely. I'm really, really, really looking forward to it. And let's just touch a little bit on the fact of them taking the brother sister relationship out of there.
That's really interesting.
Ignoring the other films and then simply saying, yeah, that was just something that somebody made up. It works because you can immediately get away from that in a matter of one sentence. And I think it becomes much more scary when you realize, hey, this is a stranger. This is not my brother, because you know who it is if it's your brother. To me, it doesn't seem like it's as scary. It would be more scary if it's a stranger, right? I mean, is that maybe, I don't know if you feel the same way about that.
Yeah, I agree. And it also makes me excited to learn, then why has Michael fixated on her? Like, you know, what is the fixation then if they aren't related?
Right. Yep. I'm definitely interested in seeing how the storyline plays out, but I don't think they're going to get too far into that. I think it's all going to be very, very basic as far as plot lines go. And I'm okay with that.
There has to be there's a motivation behind that of some sort.
Yeah, I just don't think they're going to get too far into what that motivation is. Yeah. I think it's going to be there, but I don't think it's going to be much of the film's going to really be related as far as that aspect. They're going to probably give us a little bit there, just so you're like, oh, okay, that's why. Because, I mean, really, if you think about it, there could probably be a whole nother feature length film onto just the backstory of that, of the motivation in itself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, so I don't think we're going to see much of that, but I'm fine with that aspect. Like I said, to me, it would seem more scary if there's a stranger rather than the brother, because then it's like, well, why does my brother want to kill me? Like, I think it works, and I'm totally okay with them going that route. And as far as, like you said earlier, there's really nothing that you disliked about the trailer, but, and on episode 2, if anybody remembers that episode, noticed that we didn't get to see any of the squad cars. in there, which we bashed the fuck out of the squad cars in episode two. Now, we've seen a couple uniformed officers, but I didn't see any squad cars really to speak of that I could get a good look at.
Not one.
Yeah, so I know that was our topic of poking fun at on the earlier episode, but I can't seem to do that on this one. So I'm you know, it's whatever. But one thing that I do kind of want to poke a little bit of fun at is Jamie Lee. I have no problem with her shooting guns. That's totally badass. Awesome. But how fucking lame is it to be shooting a lever action rifle?
Yeah, I don't even, you know, I was raised in inbred backwoods, hillbilly, meth addicted, varsity blues ass Kentucky. And I don't even know if ever that I've ever seen a lever action rifle ever.
Yeah. I mean, like when's the last time from the Civil War? Like, I mean, honestly, who has lever action rifles sitting around their house? I mean, okay. Yeah. If your grandpa, you know, has a bunch of old guns or something or whatever, but you don't see people just randomly shooting those. And I got to say my biggest, I guess, issue with that is, If you're, I guess, prepping for Michael Myers, why would you use that gun? I know she might not have the most knowledge on firearms, but I would still think that somebody, or maybe she saw a commercial or something, or maybe would go into the local gun shop. Like, why did they pick that gun? I just think that's pretty lame.
Like, for her, I don't know why they picked it, you know, from the movie standpoint, but if that were reality, just get a Glock 19. Like, it's easy to take apart, it's easy to clean, it's easy to maintain, it's easy to shoot, it's smaller, you don't have to buy the rounds, you know, you don't have to go out into the desert in a cowboy town and buy a beer at a saloon and then go in the back and buy the ammunition. Like, it's...
like, right. Yeah, exactly.
Fuck, Jamie?
Yeah.
Lori, I mean, Lori Strode. What?
Yeah, just it's just ridiculous, I think. And if we're going to modernize it... Now, granted, if that was happening in the original film 40 years ago, nobody would fucking say a word about it probably. But if we're going to portray current times, then why are we using that particular gun? I didn't understand. I almost laughed out loud when I watched her shooting this gun. I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait to see what Kent thinks about this, because I guarantee he's going to think it's fucking lame too.
Cause you know, she knows she's going to end up having to tango with Michael in a house in close quarters. So you don't want to have a weapon that's going to stick out, you know, 3-4 foot in front of you rounding corners. And she's literally been stuck in a closet with him while he grasped at her. So, literally anything you could have went with would have been better than that medieval pile of shit.
Well, yeah, that, and what I could even, I guess, understand more, I would have thought it would be ridiculous too, but I could kind of more understand. Let's say they showed her with like a 308 with a big ass scope and she has like a sniper spot from an upstairs window. That would be more, I guess, like some might be like, well, that's just ridiculous. But if you're paranoid that someone's coming after you, you might have that type of a setup, right?
Still less ridiculous.
So, yeah. And it would be less ridiculous than having this bullshit lever action rifle that you might as well throw at the guy. I mean, like, especially inside, you might as well use it like a club rather than a gun, because he's going to take it and shove it right up your ass.
And you know, I didn't really even, until you pointed that out, you know, before we started recording, I hadn't even really, I guess I was so in awe. And like I told you, I probably watched the trailer 11 or 12 times, but I'm always just so smiling from ear to ear and loving everything that I hadn't really even gave that much thought. But whenever I start thinking about it, it is really fucking stupid.
Right. But I guess if that's the only thing that we can criticize or pick on or whatever, then they're doing pretty goddamn good, because that's really my only criticism of the trailer. If you even want to call it criticism, of course, that's just my opinion too. And of course the diehard Michael Myers fans that really want to pick things apart, like the way that the guy's holding the fucking mask in the prison yard or whatever, that kind of shit, they might tell me that I'm being picky, and it's like, okay, well, you're obviously not a firearms person, because this is fucking ridiculous. Like, I don't care if it's a goddamn movie or not. Like, that is, I just literally almost laughed. I'm just like, who decided what gun she's going to be shooting there?
Literally the worst. The only way it could have been the way it could be more funny is if she was fucking stuffing a muzzle loader. And
right. Yeah, that's true. Now, if hopefully we only see her shooting that gun like out there at that little firing range where she's shooting the fucking dummies. Now, maybe that's just that one scene that you only see that, but if we see that...
Actually, no, she's got it in that towards the end of the trailer when she's going, Michael!
Oh, yeah, that's right. She does have a long gun, too. I guess I didn't notice that it was the lever action.
I'm like 90% sure it is.
I'd have to go back and look. I know she had a long gun there, but I probably didn't notice whether it was the lever action or not. I actually only watched the trailer a couple times myself, maybe three times. And
let me ask you a question about the score.
Yeah.
Does it feel more like crisp to you? I know it's the same score, and it feels like they re-recorded it, and they just made it kind of – they gave it more balls. Like, it feels more crisp and clean and harder hitting and just like it buries into your soul more. And I don't know how to explain it. Did you feel like that when you were hearing it?
Well, you just used a word that I would have described that with, and that's crisp. That's the first thing I noticed was like, damn, this is a really crisp score. But you got to understand, too, that obviously sound technology
audio
has come a long ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Audio and sound technology has came a long ass ways in the last 40 years. So to me, it just sounds, I guess, like a modernized version of that. Yeah, definitely crisp. That's the word that I would have used.
So effective. So effective.
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely looking forward to the rest of the score in the film. And like I said, that the lever action rifle nonsense is really my only thing that I can poke fun of at. And I don't want to poke fun at this. I want to like every aspect of it. But if that's the worst thing that we're going to see outside of those dumbass squad cars that we saw in the other pictures, then I think we're going to be pretty good to go. I think this is going to be just an absolute blockbuster.
If I had to find something that I thought was a little silly, with the exception of the lever action, I would probably go with the behavior and the reactions of the other inmates / crazy people on the roof in that scene that I was talking about. Really like, and I felt like it was a little over the top, like them screaming and bouncing. I could have done with that being toned down just a little bit, but that's just me trying to find something, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And you never know. In the actual film, it may not be. It could have been a little bit exaggerated in the trailer for all we know.
Exactly. It might not even. That might be a 15-minute fucking scene, and that takes place over like a 0.3-second interval of. So, maybe it's not even that big a deal. And like I said, that doesn't even bother me that much. But that's just like the only thing that I can think of off the top of my head that I was like, that's a little silly.
Yeah, and it kind of caught me at first. I'm just kind of like, oh, that seems a little bit much for the traditional Halloween vibe or the John Carpenter vibe. But then again, you got to go forward 40 years too, and they've got to, I guess, evolve a little bit with the times. So we're going to probably see a few other things that might be over the top or maybe more hard punching, hard hitting, and maybe even with the score having a little bit more punch in some areas. But like I said, you got to think there's got to be some evolution in 40 years all the way around.
Absolutely. And I'm so excited for this movie, man. And I wasn't at all until I saw that trailer. And it changed. It turned me over on my head.
Well, let me ask this then. Why were you not anticipating? I know you're not a huge Halloween fan, but even after episode 2 that we did and everything that you've been seeing, why would you have not been anticipating this just as a general horror fan up until seeing the trailer?
Maybe I went a little hard just then. Like, it's not that I would have went and seen it, but like it didn't have me the way, you know, had they announced that a new Friday the 13th movie or Nightmare on Elm Street or Leather or Texas Chainsaw Massacre or even Hellraiser, I would have absolutely went and seen it. But I just wasn't as excited about it as everybody else was. And I think it's because I hadn't really got my hopes up. I know that they brought John Carpenter back. And I know they had Nick Castle and I know Jamie Lee Curtis, but I've kind of over the years stopped really, really getting my hopes up in terms, like, I hope for the best, but I expect the worst. And we hadn't really got a trailer yet, so I had no reason up until that point to expect anything else. You know, John Carpenter, as amazing as he is, he's old, man. He's gotten old, and we all change over years. And maybe I worried that maybe he lost that little Halloween edge or whatever, but just from what I can see from the trailer, that is fucking clearly not the case, and it's boosted my excitement by 20,000%.
Gotcha. And even with these, because this technically isn't a remake, obviously this is a sequel. It's not a reboot really of any sorts. It's a modern day version, modern day sequel. Now, I can understand why some people might be a little apprehensive about that. Like with the new Nightmare movie, for example, that was a reboot. Okay, yeah, I get that. A little bit different story, but still, when you see something new and it and you then you watch that as a big fan of the original, then you watch that and you're like, what the fuck did I just watch? So it might make people a little bit like, I'm not really sure how I feel about this with these guys that are known for comedy writing a horror film and or primarily known for comedy, even though they're big horror fans. But regardless, I knew with John Carpenter's name attached to this, with Jamie Lee in the role that she's playing, I knew that they were going to have a home run here. And I don't even know the right word to describe it, as important, I guess, as this film is being 40 years later, possibly, I don't want to say the last time we're going to see Michael, because I think I read where McBride wanted to possibly wants to do another one. So that gives me hope that maybe we'll see, this won't be the end of Michael Myers. And hopefully we might see a direct sequel to this movie also. So, I mean, one can hope, because I'm positive that this is going to be a home run, and this is going to be, obviously there's a lot of people that are really anticipating this. I'm not going to say it's going to be on the level that it was as far as how much money it makes, but this movie is going to be an absolute grand slam, no doubt.
I don't know, man. I don't know about that. I think that maybe it probably won't surpass it, but it might give it a run for it. I know a lot of like just normal people in my day-to-day life that aren't big horror fans, and there's a lot of buzz, there's a lot of excitement. You know, I shared it on my Facebook, the trailer, and talked about how excited I was for it, and probably 85 to 90% of the likes and you know, reactions and everything that I got were from people just in my hometown that I would have never even thought to have cared about it. It seems to be generating a lot of buzz, and not from just people in the horror community.
Well, yeah, and we can thank social media for that, because it's going to attract to the younger crowd, or people like older people who were younger people back then, and now they've remained horror. Like their parents or grandparents did back in the day. So you have generations of people that are influencing the younger crowds on top of social media. So I think it's definitely going to be a dynamic film, especially in the theaters. It's going to absolutely just be fucking a moneymaker, no doubt. And it really, the movie It, that surprised me. I didn't think that it was going to do as awesome as it did. I knew that it was going to have do high numbers in the theater, no doubt. But when I saw the numbers it was generating, I was like, holy shit. So, and the original, obviously, that's not a franchise like Halloween, Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday the 13th. So I guess you're probably right. There's potential there that it could be just as big. And honestly, I hope that it is. I hope that it beats the shit out of it in the theaters. But you know, I don't know that that's necessarily going to be the case.
And I'm with you. I don't think that's going to be the case, but I think that they're going to make a fuck ton of money on this. And more importantly, for me as a horror fan, and for anybody as a horror fan, is I think that when that happens, when that inevitably happens, because I know they're going to make a lot of money, I really hope, man, that it generates interest, big budget interest, and you know, maybe Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Hellraiser, and all the other franchises that we know and love, and that's what I'm hoping comes out of this. Especially.
Yeah. Well, and I think you're right. They're going to see that the love for horror is still there, but there was a recent movie for Texas with Leatherface. Obviously Friday the 13th and some legal situations. Nightmare on Elm Street.
Who the fuck knows what's going to happen.
Yeah. We had a recent Hellraiser movie. So they're there. I just think this will just be more proof of that. There's still plenty of love for the genre, and we want to keep seeing these films. And not to mention that, is we're going to get more people at conventions now. We're going to have more collectibles out of this movie, more t-shirts, more patches, pins. You know what I'm talking about, all the collectibles out there for this movie to add with all of the others. So that's definitely something to look forward to, also to see what they come up with for the collector hobby. But yeah, I mean, overall great things. And as far as I'm concerned, definite home run here. I mean, if I can only pick on the lever action rifle, like I said, they're doing pretty good. And of course, this episode wasn't really to to poke any fun at it necessarily. It's just the general thoughts and some of the things that I've been seeing people say. And matter of fact, I think I'm the only person that I've seen that's made a poke at the rifle. So other than that, it's mostly been about the guy holding the mask by the hair and people that were not content with the design of the mask and all that shit.
I really don't know what they fucking wanted, like, honestly, and in terms of the mask and the look. Like, what did right. you want? How can we make you happy, man?
You know? Yeah, I mean, obviously you can't please everybody, and I know that. I'm pleased with it. I like what I see, and I'm definitely excited to see the rest of it. But there's always going to be those out there that no matter what they do, they're not going to please them. So, but yeah, I'm right there with you. You know, what the fuck did you want? What would make you happy? And then, so that one person's happy, but then 50,000 other people or 100, a million other people, whatever number you want to use, now they're not happy. So,
yeah, and it's just, it's frustrating.
Yeah, yeah. But I see there's plenty of substance there, and them sticking to the traditional grit, as I like to refer to it as earlier, so them sticking to the original and what made Halloween scary and what made that such a classic. And I think that's definitely going to shine over to this film.
Nah, I agree 100%. And I could not be more excited to go see it.
All right. Well, we only have to wait until October to do that. So we do have a little bit of a wait, but they obviously will release some more information and some other pictures, and we'll get to learn a little bit more of what we're going to see on the screen here as time goes by. So obviously October can't get here soon enough, but definitely probably the most anticipated film for me of this year is definitely this movie.
Oh, this year. Absolutely. Without a doubt. No contest.
Well, all right. That wraps up another episode of Death Curse Radio. So please rate and review wherever the hell you listen to the show at, and check us out on Facebook at Death Curse Radio or our website, deathcurseradio.com. This episode was brought to you by Halloween 2018. Until next time.
Evil lurks in the mind of a bad man.
This is the end, friend.
Your suffering will be legendary even in hell. What the fuck, time, bitch?
I am the devil. And I am here to do the devil's work.
Candyman. Candyman.
Eternal.
Because I've seen enough horror movies to know any weirdo wearing a mask is never friendly.
That is what
I guess everyone's entitled to one good scare, huh?
Some things have strange idea entertainment.